I'm walking down a pretty unassuming street in South London towards a school which is world famous. It's got the usual playing fields and a sports hall, but it's also got two theatres, a recording studio, and one of the world's best training programmes in the arts. This is the Brit School, and it might be the key to our creative industry success in Brexit Britain. I'm just walking over to a very special board in the hallway of this school. It's got a lot of faces staring back at me, and a lot of them you might recognise. It's got Leona Lewis on it. It's got Tom Holland, and right there at the top, it's got Amy Winehouse and Adele.
I spent 4 years at the Brit School from 14 to 18, and they were by far the best 4 years of my life ever. I enjoyed every single second there. I was late a lot, and they were very forgiving, although they used to scare me saying that I'd never make it in the music industry if I was late. I was forced to learn to write my own music, which is what I do today and is one of the reasons I'm so successful.
So we're walking through a corridor now. There's the usual school notice boards. There's lots of doors around me, and I can hear music coming out of all of them. There's a little porthole, and there is a dance class going on. But it's not just singers and dancers. This school contributes to the multi-billion pound digital economy, where we've been told the future growth is post-Brexit. Principal Stuart Warden showed me some of the most advanced computer animation and coding classes, where the next Pixar could come from. If they need a body to model from, they go and pinch one of the dancers. Or some original music, they just get a classmate to compose it. That's what makes this school so unique. Do you think that the government should, you know, this has obviously been very successful, you're in your 25th year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Should there be more of these built schools built around the country?
I think that there are a number of, you know, really strong cultural cities in the country, Manchester, Liverpool, Sheffield, Brighton, you know, Bristol, key cities that are got such extraordinary young talent. I mean, unbelievable young talent. And I think it would you know, someone should pause for thought and think, okay, well, what would happen if we set up a school shaped in the Brit model in these other institutions? I mean, you know, it would be great to honour the talent that's throughout the whole country.
Gennaro Castaldo from the BPI, which represents the British records industry and supports the Brit School, thinks that there's more that could be done to support the creative industries.
We would love to see more specialist schools as well all around the country. I think there are opportunities for government to actually invest more in those, because on the one hand, they're saying how great it is that the creative industries contribute £85 billion a year to the UK economy. And yet we don't always see that reflected through our education policy. So in a way, they have to put their money where their mouth is and invest in the creative industries more.
And Matt Hancock, Minister for Digital Economy, is open to the idea of building more Brit schools.
There's a really strong case for this, whether they're run by Brit or run by others. And I hope that around, as you say, around other parts of the country, we can see the same. We've got a program in government for opening new schools, and I think using that policy to deliver creative schools is a very good idea.
Tonight's award show has helped fund the Brit School for 25 years, ever since it was set up as a bold experiment by Prime Minister John Major. Over the next 25 years, as we exit the European Union and build a new economy, there's a strong argument that Theresa May should roll this model out around the country.